Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message today is Predictions. Jesus made many prophetic predictions about the time in which we live. And one was about a seven-year period called the tribulation. In Matthew 24 and 21, he prophesied, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." Goes on to say, "In fact, unless the time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive it." Now, the second coming of Jesus Christ is one of the most important messages that we should be telling the world right now, especially since CNN, Fox, MSNBC are only focusing on the local world news. It becomes our responsibility and the responsibility of every Christian to warn people of heaven's news, of the crisis that the world will soon experience. Jesus even predicted what the response of people would be when you made them aware of this message, the message of his return. In Matthew chapter 24 and 37, he said, "When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered into the boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until it began to rain. And the flood came and swept them all away. And that is the way it will be when the Son of Man returns." Now, the Apostle Peter makes reference to Noah also in 2 Peter 2 and 5. He said, "God did not spare the ancient world except for Noah and seven others in his family. Noah warned the world of God's righteous judgment. So God protected Noah when he destroyed the world of ungodly people with a vast flood. Although the church will not go through the tribulation, we have been given the mission and the responsibility, like Noah, to warn people about what will happen on planet Earth." And I say very soon, because we're living in that prophetic season. In fact, the Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 33 and 8, this is God speaking. He says, "When I say to the wicked," those who don't follow my word, "O wicked person, you will die, and you don't tell them what I say, so that they may change their ways and repent, that person will die in their sins. But I will hold you responsible for their death." Now, I have no idea what that means. It doesn't sound good to me, though. God expects us to warn people of what is coming. Judgment is coming upon the entire world. He goes on to say, "But if you make it clear to the evildoer the danger of his way for the purpose of turning him away from it, and he does not turn away from it, death and judgment will overtake him, but your life will be safe." So we are not responsible for the response, but we are responsible for warning people. Help me preach this message this morning. Look at the person next to you and say, "You're not responsible for a person's response when you share about God, but you are responsible to warn them." Now, many Christians have warned about heaven and hell. They've said, "There's a heaven and there's a hell. You need to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord." And boy, that is one of the most important messages that people need to hear about today, because compared to eternity, you live about a second in this world. Eternity is forever and ever and ever. And as many times as you can say that, that's how long eternity will be. Many Christians warn people about heaven and hell, but few make it clear that those who reject Jesus Christ will soon suffer the worst time in human history. That's what we're talking about this today. Now, Jesus talked about end-time prophecy and predicted the things that we're seeing today. Let me just say a few. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3, it says, when Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, tell us when all of these things will happen, and tell us what is the sign of your return and when the end of the world will come. Jesus said, there'll be famines and earthquakes in many places around the world. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. That was not good news to them. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. Folks, that's what's happening today. Christians are on the hit list in every area because we believe this Bible, we believe what God and Jesus says. Jesus said that time will be a time when you'll be persecuted, you'll be hated because you're my followers. And he also said, and many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Folks, we have over 250 main types of religions that are broken down into thousands of ways they change them all. Jesus said there'll be many false prophets that will appear. And he said, and sin will be rampant everywhere. And the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. Well, we have satellite TV now. We can send the message of the gospel all over the world. This is something that has happened just in our century. We see that God is moving to fulfill the plans for the end time right before our very eyes. Now, I want to continue our study in the book of Revelation. Like I said, we've been talking about the seven seal judgments. The book of Revelation itself, it focuses upon the second coming of Jesus Christ, his victory over those who reject him, and the establishment of his kingdom here on earth. And Revelation starts with a verse in Revelation 1 and 7 talking about it. It says, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Even so, amen, bring him on. Well, basically, it's because those who rejected Jesus Christ will find out, oh no, he really is God. Too late. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to God that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every person will do that who rejected him. However, it'll be too late to serve him then. Now, Revelation chapter 6 begins the period of time known as the tribulation. Jesus will open seven seals of judgment in heaven and release them upon the earth. We've been talking about them, and we're going to continue to talk about them today. But for those of you who may have missed part of the message, I'm just going to touch on what some of these judgments are. In Revelation chapter 6 and 1, it describes the first seal. It says, I saw the Lamb, that's Jesus, open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures, that's an angel, saying, as with a voice of thunder, come and see. And behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, a crown was given to him. And he came forth conquering and to conquer. Now, as mentioned, this is talking about the Antichrist. And during the seven-year period, people will suffer under his violence. But there will also be violence everywhere. The second seal is open in Revelation 6 and 3. It says, and when he opened the second seal, I heard the living creature come and say again, come and see. And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth so that men should slay one another. And he was given a great sword. This speaks of total lawlessness that will prevail during the tribulation period. It will be a world that has gone wild with violence. The red horse itself also is a symbol of war. Peace will be taken from the earth. There will be a global rebellion of violence, an epidemic of crime and murder unimaginable on the face of the earth. And yes, people will be living here during that time. The third seal is open, and a rider on a black horse, which is the symbol of famine, comes forth. Worldwide famine and starvation will follow the war. Now, just some current day facts. The United Nations, has warned a famine of biblical proportions may be on the way. Well, we know it is on the way because the Bible tells us. But listen to what they say. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization has stated that there is a very serious risk that fewer people will be able to get food in the coming years. The world food supply is dwindling rapidly and food prices are soaring at historic levels. There appears, and I want you to listen to this, there appears to only be 12 weeks worth of wheat and 8 of corn left in storage based on worldwide consumption levels. These levels are used to feed the world in case of a global emergency. 12 weeks of wheat, 8 weeks of corn. If you've been following the news, there's a famine in Africa right now. The UN Refugee Agency just put this out. They're issuing an urgent warning. And this is what they say. The risk of mass deaths from starvation in the Horn of Africa is growing, making the humanitarian crisis inevitable. Those nations on the brink of famine mean that 20 million people are at risk of starvation. It's happening right now. But during the tribulation, the crisis will be far worse. The Bible says it's going to be the worst time in human history. Don't you think we should be telling people what's about to happen? People say, well, I'll live forever. Who knows about heaven and hell? I'm going to have drinks with my friends in hell. That's not going to happen, by the way. The Bible says it's going to be total darkness. There are going to be demons there. And it's going to be fire. Doesn't sound like a good time to me. But that's heaven and hell. Folks, I'm talking about something that's going to happen in your lifetime. The things I'm reading about right now are about to happen on planet Earth.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The fourth seal is open, Revelation 6 and 8. And death is being carried by a pale horse that looks like a corpse in its appearance. The Bible tells us that one quarter of the world's population will die. One quarter of the world's population will die. They're going to die as a result of a war, probably a nuclear war, from violence, starvation, disease, and the attacks from animals, from the animal kingdom, because starving animals will begin to attack humans to live. The fifth seal is open, and the Apostle John said that he saw the martyred tribulation saints, those individuals who profess Christianity, who weren't ready to go in the rapture, who entered into the tribulation period, and those who were born again in the tribulation period. This is what John saw. He saw the martyred tribulation saints. See, in the tribulation period, if you are a Christian, you will be hunted down and put to death by the Antichrist. Most will die. Revelation chapter 6 and 9, it says, when he opened the fifth seal, he saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony of Christ, which they held. Verse 11, and then a white robe was given to them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the numbers of their fellow servants and their brothers who would be killed as well was completed. Throughout the entire tribulation period, Christians will be murdered and killed. Worldwide hostility to Christianity will exceed anything in history. What you see ramping up right now, folks, is going right into the tribulation period against Christians. And let me take a moment to pause and say something. If you don't do something right now about freedom to express your faith in Christ, you're going to lose it. That's how close we are to this tribulation period, where every Christian will be hunted down to be killed and murdered, to be beheaded, in fact. We cannot be passive in our time that we're here now. We cannot. We cannot allow the world to say things and to do things against Christians anywhere in the world. The response to beheadings and Christians being killed worldwide has been deplorable from around the world. We need to make a difference as Christians. That could be you. That could be your family. That could be your little child being crucified, and on and on. We don't talk a lot about these things, folks, but we're right here. We're living in the time. And everything is about to change on planet Earth. Now, if you doubt that we're living in a spiritual war, I want you to listen to these statistics. There is an estimated 90,000 plus Christians martyred annually. In fact, in 2016, over 90,000 Christians were killed, which equates to one death every 6 minutes on an average. This is happening. This is happening. And greater persecution is coming during the time of the tribulation. As I spoke in Daniel chapter 8 and 24, it says the Antichrist will come and he will become mighty and destroy the holy people. Revelation 13 and 7, it says, and it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. That means prayers for deliverance, prayers for help is not coming during the tribulation period like that. You shouldn't be in the tribulation period, saints. You need to make it in the rapture. But those who will be there will suffer in unspeakable ways. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, it indicates the type of persecution and how many of the Christians will be martyred during that time. Listen to what it says. Then I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus and for proclaiming the word of God. It's happening in our world right now. Isn't it something how when God tells you something that's going to happen in the future, he lets you see it now to let you know, oh, it will happen. If it's happening now, it will certainly happen in the future, but on a whole nother level of suffering. Now in Revelation chapter 6, the opening of the sixth seal causes an earthquake that shakes the entire world. How many of you have ever been in an earthquake? Let me see your hand. Some of us, huh? We've been having little tremors here in Texas. I say little tremors in Texas compared to California that has big earthquakes in places around the world as well. The Bible tells us that people will flee the cities and seek refuge in caves during the tribulation period. Let me tell you something about right now, okay? Scientists said last year, 2016, a devastating 9.3 magnitude earthquake, powerful enough to unleash a tsunami, could strike the west coast of America anytime. Is anybody listening? This is not happy news. This is just truth. This is just realizing the time in which we live and why we are really here in the world. We're here to warn people that without Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, that their future is very dark. And with the Lord, your future is very bright. Because Christians will not go through this terrible time in history. Revelation 6 and 12 talks about the opening of the sixth seal. I just want to read to you what's going to happen. It says, I watched as the Lamb, which is Jesus, broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun became as dark as black cloth, and the moon became as red as blood. Then the stars of the sky fell to the earth like green figs falling from a tree that had been shaken by a strong wind. The sky was rolled up like a scroll, and all of the mountains in the earth were moved from their places. Then everyone, the kings of the earth and presidents and the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person all hid themselves in the caves because the rocks of the mountains were falling down. They cried to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the day of the Lord, the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to survive?" Folks, this is the first time we see during this judgment time that people are saying, we know what's happening to us. We rejected God's word. We rejected Christ. And this is a judgment against us. This is not just bad luck. This is because we rejected the God of the universe. And this is the judgment that is being poured out upon us.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Predictions, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week, and you know you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.